Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The World Health Organization says that the Summer Olympic Games in Brazil will not significantly alter the spread of the Zika virus. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that a group of scientists called for the games to be postponed or moved because of the virus's threat.
In a statement, the World Health Organization said that based on the current assessment of Zika, there is no, quote, public health justification for postponing or canceling the games. Peter Hotez, the dean of the School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University, agrees.
Rio de Janeiro may be one of the safer places for Zika virus infection in the Western Hemisphere this summer.
That's because the local population has already been dealing with the virus for so long that it's spreading slower, and because August is one of the colder months in Rio, which means fewer mosquitoes. That's not to say there's no threat, it's just less than people might think. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
11 people, most of them children, have been struck by lightning in Paris. Among the first people on the scene was an off-duty firefighter. And Paris Fire Service spokesman Eric Moulin told the BBC the situation would have been worse had he not been there.
The Paris firefighter commander was off duty today. In his civilian clothes, he was visiting a museum nearby. He heard noise, he saw people running left and right, and came to see what was going on. And he saw on the ground 9 people, including 3 adults, who were unconscious or shell-shocked. He did a quick triage of the victims, identified the worst affected, he did first aid, and he alerted the rescue services and guided them.
Eric Moulin speaking through a BBC interpreter. And in Western Germany, more than 30 people were taken to the hospital after being struck by lightning at a children's soccer match. 3 adults were seriously injured, and authorities say for the most of the others, it was out of an abundance of caution. If you've ever been confused by the Best Buy or expiration dates printed on food packages, you're not alone. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on a new bill introduced in Congress that aims to create a new standard for sell-by dates.
The dates that are printed on food packages are usually not an indicator of when a food will go bad. What these dates really represent are the manufacturer's suggestions for when the food is likely to be at its freshest. Many items are good to eat for weeks or even months after these dates. But Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat from Maine, says the current labeling system makes it hard to know.
There's no uniformity, and each food processor can put any label on there they want, so people end up throwing food away that is perfectly good to eat.
Pingree has introduced a bill that would create a uniform standard. Some food companies have signaled support for the action. Supporters say given that nearly 40% of food goes to waste, it's important to help people make better decisions. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Thousands of motorcyclists are in Washington, D.C. this weekend. It's part of Rolling Thunder to honor those who have served in the U.S. military. This is NPR News from Washington. Tropical Storm Bonnie is expected to bring heavy rains, winds, and rough seas along the South Carolina coast. The National Hurricane Center says Bonnie is around 125 miles out from Charleston, moving toward the coast at 10 miles an hour. Forecasters say the storm is expected to move onshore south of Charleston by tomorrow morning. Memorial Day is a big holiday weekend for Las Vegas. The city's tourism board predicts around 300,000 people will be partying there, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
DJ Afrojack will spin on Saturday at Wet Republic, MGM Grand's popular pool party. Also in Sin City this weekend, Puff Daddy, Wiz Khalifa, Jennifer Lopez, Skrillex, and Diplo.
Yeah, I guess an excuse to drink by the pool and spend outrageous amounts of money on bottles of wine and champagne.
Gary Bongiovanni is editor of Pollstar, which tracks the concert industry. He says Vegas has more nightclubs, day clubs, and concert venues than L.A. or New York.
There are just so many shows and so many headliners that are appearing there that I don't think anything else really comes close.
But Bongiovanni says most of the money comes from selling alcohol. Either way, the house always wins. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
After a 2.5-hour rain delay, top seed Serena Williams moved into the fourth round of the French Open with a 6-4, 7-6 win over France's Kristina Mladenovic. The match was interrupted by the rain just as the second set tiebreaker was about to start. And when play resumed, Williams fell behind 5-2 before rallying. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.